A North Vancouver teen is in custody facing robbery and weapons charges following a scary series of Wednesday night events, which included a pair of armed carjackings. North Vancouver RCMP announced the arrest December 1, providing a timeline of the alleged crimes by the 15-year-old male suspect. Under the provisions of the Youth Criminal Justice Act, his name cannot be published. The crime spree began around 5:30 p.m. on the evening of November 30, when the suspect broke into a house in a neighborhood near Edgemont Village and Capilano Road, according to North Vancouver RCMP. During the break-in, the teen took the keys to a vehicle parked there and used them to steal it. He later crashed the vehicle on Capilano Road and fled from it. Later on, around 8 p.m., police said, the youth went to the Capilano Suspension Bridge parking lot and carried out the first of two carjackings after showing a couple in who were next to their vehicle a firearm he had in his waistband. The couple were unharmed, and the suspect and their vehicle was later found abandoned nearby. The spree ended when the suspect attempted his second carjacking later in the night. This incident occurred at a gas station on Capilano Road, where this time the youth is alleged to have pointed his firearm at a person who had stopped at the station. That person was able to grab the gun from the suspect, however, and tackle him to the ground. He was restrained until police arrived and arrested. Assistance from mental health teams was called upon, added Const. Mansour Sahek of the North Vancouver RCMP. The gun was later found to be an imitation firearm. During the investigation, police searched the teen's home and found items connected to a number of ongoing investigations, Sahek added. It's very concerning, alarming and frightening, said Sahek of the carjackings. The victims in these cases were out enjoying an evening and the last thing that they expected was for something so violent and so brazen as this to happen. The 15-year-old has been charged with two counts of robbery, possession of an imitation firearm and use of an imitation firearm in committing an offense. The teen is being held in custody until his bail hearing later this month. The police department says anyone affected by these incidents can contact their victim services unit at 604-969-7540.